The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated.
Something new, a different perspective. Well, the different perspective today is will be.
Well, again, this is part of the narrative of Jesus' last conversations with his disciples. And he doesn't have a lot of time to say what he wants to say. But one of the things that he wants to make sure the disciples know is, yes, it's not going to be seeing me much longer, but it's because I'm going to go to prepare a place for you. Now, first of all, we have to make clear that that place is God's place. Okay, I think when we think about heaven, when we think about life after death, a lot of us have a heaven that we create for ourselves. Like, I know what's going to be there, and I know what I want to have around me, and I know what I want to see, and all those kinds of things. And, you know, we don't know what those things would be like. But we do know that we have not created that. That it's of God. It's a gift from God. We go to God. I think in this church, we've had artists try to recreate some of their most glorious images and are coming to that same glass windows. And all the creatures around this throne worshiping God together. That's a scriptural image. Or we have this picture when Stephen is being stoned just before he dies. He looks into heaven and he says he saw the glory of God and Jesus at the right hand of God. We have this wonderful ascension picture in front of you. And make sure that you take the time.
God's love, God's love, and God's love. Because the last in this world shall be first, and the first in this world shall be last. But I love the one who served me. And so, in our own lives, we do our own little preparing a place for each other. We prepare a place for each other when we welcome each other into the church. We prepare a place for each other when we welcome room in our lives for somebody else's burdens. We go to prepare a place. We make quilts and we share them. But, one of our coaches will probably tell me, how many anti knots are in this quilt? 40 squares.
Yes.
80 squares. Okay. And there's a handbag knot in each one of these. The piece is good at the front, the back arm, the hand tie knots in each of these squares. Now there's 190 quilts in this one. The big ones obviously have 3 knots. Anybody got some math? Math skills? How about a smart call? 80 knots, 190 quilts. That's a lot of anti knots. That's a lot of anti knots. And this is a different way to people who are often lonely. They're in nursing homes, they're in veterans homes. Sometimes, and if you visit these places, you know, there are people who think that everyone is here. When you bring them into these things, and you say, this is the thing I'm making you do, because someone is thinking about you. And we heard it. You're not alone. Somebody cares about you. That prepares the way, that opens the heart to trusting that God is real, that Jesus' people really do love each other. Another way. Yesterday, Cindy Barton and my son and I went to an open house for Habitat for Humanity. And this wasn't just any open house. This was the dedication of the 47th house built in last night at Habitat for Humanity. And it was also the Lord's Day. Of the first house built in last night. Talk about literally preparing a place for one another in God's name. Literally preparing a place. A home. Creating a stable neighborhood. A stable life for someone. And they've done that 47 times over, just in that time. This is going on all over the world. Why do they do this? Habitat is Christian ministry. We do this because God has provided for us and we want to serve our neighbors. With a hand up, not a hand out, as they say. But it changes lives. And these people who work on their Habitat House, the food is sweat equity. Like everybody who gets a Habitat House puts in sweat equity. And then they work. And more restaurants go back into Habitat to help build more houses. And it's a marvelous snowball of goodwill in Jesus' name. But it's a literal. Preparing places. We do these little micro preparing places in the name of Jesus while we still walk this earth. It shows our neighbors that we love, that we care, that we know that God is given to us, and so we give to others. It's walking in Jesus' house of power. to God, preparing that heart space to receive my flaw, to receive a desire to do God's will, to be a blessing to others. Okay.